Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Speaking of Burger Bets, I'm going to win. Oh, hey, look, Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com. Lance, you enjoy a slight reprieve with that win over Golden State, Green Bay. Lance, joining us on the fan hotline. Hi, buddy.
What's going on? Hey, yeah, the burger's not yours yet, my friend. It's we're going now.
Yeah, but my burger cockiness right now is through the roof.
Yeah, but Nick and I still have to go just to taunt Jonathan, who paid up on his bet. So Nick and I have to get together and... You know, we got to cash in.
All I do is win, guys.
I know.
Well, first of all, happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. It's I'm officially 40 years old, and I don't feel like it. So I do feel really good. I feel really good for feeling 40. I'll say that.
It's everybody pretend to say nothing nice about and to Nick Wilson.
I know. I'm so shocked by this that I've not heard nearly enough insults today. Although there's always Twitter. There is always Twitter.
They have not disappointed.
They have not. Lance, I do want to ask you, as a nice win over Green Bay, offensively, though, how close are they to being where they need this defense to be to truly compete week in, week out?
Well, you know, they had to do what they had to do that day. And, you know, I heard a couple of takes on he did miss some shots over top, but after 20 years of playing ball in the NFL, I'm thinking that he saw those and didn't feel confident and wanted to make sure that he didn't turn the ball over. Now, that doesn't win you. That's probably not sustainable, but last week it was. And you saw the offense could not play any worse than they did, but because they didn't turn it over, and I don't count the Hail Mary as a turnover, they were in the game. And this defense, I think, can keep them in the game. Now, they have to go somewhere between letting Joe cook and that last week. They got to kind of go somewhere in the middle. I think those chunk plays come from their tight ends, in my opinion. But I think they did what they had to do in that game. And then, obviously, you win and you move on. It's like March Madness. You survive in advance.
Lance, it's interesting that you bring up confidence with Joe and those shots down the field. Obviously, we know Kevin Stefanski is still seeing ghosts of all the turnovers from the last couple of years from quarterbacks offensively here. Where is the fine line as a coach? How do you show the confidence in Joe to make those plays while balancing with it, or balancing it, I should say, with, by the way, please don't do anything stupid with the football.
Yeah, well, you know, they've had a lot of that, and we've seen that. And I think winning makes everybody confident. And I really believe that even at the NFL level, most of those guys besides Joe, those are young kids. So they won, so they weren't as sore the next day. They weren't film will be better, weights will be better. You know, everything will be better. The food tastes better this week. But for Joe Flacco being such a veteran, I think he's okay with, watching the film. He's got to take advantage of the shots that are presented to him once in a while. And that means protecting the ball. Like, I thought on the first drive, just because they were playing the Packers, they ran the ball on 3rd and 7. I really like that call. And why? Because it tells me that they're thinking of the defense is what is going to win this game. this week. And that was their mindset. Now, once again, I don't think Joe is going to ever lack confidence whether he throws an interception or not. But we've learned if you turn the ball over, you're not going to win regardless of how good this defense is. So I think they have to scheme up, I think, 12 personnel. I think it comes down to more scheme, trying to lighten that, try to bring everybody up to stop the run. That's why they got to get the run game going, and then taking a shot or two once they get that run game going, which I think they did a little bit better. There was some better movement inside on the film. So it's going to be a work in progress, and it's going to be week to week. And this is how they're going to win. I don't think they can sustain how they played offense last week, but this is how they're going to win if they win.
All right, Coach Reisland here, Lance Reisland with us on the Fan Hotline. I do want to get to the defensive side of the ball. The defensive line has been so dominant. I will ask you, is the defense's dominance so far, is that solely about the line, or do you see dominance elsewhere?
No, but it's in this short scheme, it starts there, right? And that defensive line starts it, and then like guys like Schlesinger, because that line is so good, even if you look like a guy, Devin Bush, watching him on film, he's been really good. Schlesinger's been really good. Diabate's been really good. Because those guys cause such havoc up front, it's hard for those offensive linemen to get to those, especially in the run team, to get to those linebackers, because they can't get off those double teams because those guys are so active and they're jumping in gaps. So it starts, they're going to make everybody else better. But in a guy like Carson Schlesinger, has been incredible. He's been really, really good. Delpit's been good. I think they're maximizing Delpit's skill set down in the box. I still think they need to get a free safety that can get some turnovers. Obviously, Ward. I've been very hard on Greg Newsome. I think he's been outstanding in coverage. He seems like he's outside. He's a little bit better. But again, I think the biggest improvement this defense has made is those two defensive tackles fit Schwartz's scheme, and those guys are animals inside. Those guys are relentless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We saw the defense, as we talk about, creating a turnover, special teams. I know this will shock people. They actually made a play in a game. But I had been of the mindset, Lance, going into that game against Green Bay. They just needed something to get them going from a big play aspect. And they in the span of 3 minutes and 40 seconds, they got about 12 big plays. Can they parlay that going forward? Is that a thing in football?
You know what it is? I don't believe Sunday to Sunday or even Friday to Friday in high school or Saturday to Saturday. I don't think it carries over to next week. But what I think it does is that it makes everything easier, because now you can stand up in front of your team and say, hey, listen, we didn't play very well on offense, but we did this as a team and we beat a very good football team. So he's got some evidence now when he's standing in front of that team. And then you get up, you're not as sore. Joe Petonio's back's not as sore because you won. The food tastes better. Practice is easier. They're in film. Everything is just easier and not like a hassle when you win. So I don't think it really carries over to next Sunday. But what it does is it makes the prep for next Sunday a lot easier and a lot more energetic. And, attention to detail and the fine like that, like the ability to run that play, run that slant play to Njoku, get up there, clock it. We watch that stuff every day. That's important. That shows those guys, hey, listen, this stuff we do is important, and this is why we do it. So I do. I think it helps getting prepped for, week in and week out, not necessarily the game, however.
All right, Coach, look into the offensive line. We'll start big picture. What are you seeing out of this offensive line through the first 3 weeks?
Well, the inside guys have definitely gotten better. So the one thing that they've done is kind of a Tommy Reese thing is that, you know, Kevin is a wide zone gap scheme kind of guy, but they're running more duo. And if you think about duo, it's just double teams inside, but they're going straight ahead instead of zone, which kind of goes to the left or to the right, and they're kind of work on an angle, that wide zone. They're running a little bit more duo, which is allowing those inside guys to be a little bit tougher, right? They're allowed to really get into those double teams. That's what Junkins' 38-yard run was. Now, Livingston is a guy who, as I'm watching him on film, he's really, really struggling in pass protection, but he does have a nasty side. So if he can, you know, at least run block well, and then they help him in pass protection, he'll be okay. There has been definite improvement in fundamentals, their steps, and just overall, most importantly, they're moving people back a little bit, and they're facing some pretty good defenses. You know, they ran the ball fairly well, not great, really good defense. But again, there has to be some passing because there's too many guys in the box right now. You can't block eight. You can block six, and then maybe Junkins can help you with the seventh. But they got to loosen that box up a little bit.
Complicating matters is the tackle situation. Of course, DeJuan Jones now lost for the season, even though there were some questions about his play. Jack Conklin up in the air with the elbow, day to day. He's been day to day now for 3 weeks. Not sure if he's going to go. My question to you is, Cornelius Lucas, KT Leviston, is that enough to keep the boat afloat in those spots, or do you feel like that Andrew Berry at some point is going to have to address that position?
Well, the thing that Kevin Stefanski does really well in offense, if you saw it in his offense where he puts they're in empty, but he's got the two wings, or they're the tight end or a back, and they kind of are right outside the tackles on both sides. Kevin's always been great in helping those tackles in pass protection, so I think they would be okay. The problem is that for me, Lucas, when I watched him last year with the Commanders, I thought it was an excellent pickup. He's lost a step, and maybe he's learning the scheme and maybe he'll get it, but he's not moving as well as he did. I think with depth, they're going to have to for sure go out and get somebody who can at least pass protect. And then obviously those tackles in this run scheme don't have to be as physical as the inside guys. But yeah, they're going to have to address it just because now there's no depth. And obviously the two guys that are in, like Livingston, he's got a long way to go. He's a guy that's really going to have to practice well, or he's going to get exposed on Sundays.
All right, Coach Riz, just about 30 seconds here. How are you feeling about the Lions game on Sunday?
Well, they got to make the Lions one-dimensional, and the good thing about this quarterback is he will be where he's setting up. He's not going anywhere, and that's dangerous against this defensive line. So they got to create some turnovers. This is a really good football team on both sides of the football, but he is a guy who's not going to move. And if you can create a turnover because you know where it is, it's a lot easier to pass rush when you know where your target is. So I think the Browns would be ultra competitive. I look to, I'm breaking down the film now, but this is a really good team, but I think the Browns defense will keep them in it.
Darn near 30 seconds on the dot. That is a dot. Coach, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll look forward to hearing you again this Sunday, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks so much. Lance Reisland there, Cleveland.com on the fan hotline. We'll react to what he had to say and something you're going to love to hear from the Guardians in 5 seconds. Five minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.